Perik Chavav Mishnah Hei. Elu Eros Temeim Midros. The following hides are Temeim Midros. Or Shechishev Olav L'Shotiach. A hide which you had a thought, a Machshav L'Shotiach, to spread. To spread as a mat. Okay, that's number one. Number two is Or Sikortia. Or Sikortia. Here it is. This, I think, is like an apron. A leather apron. Okay, leather apron. Number two is Or Ketavulia. This appears to be a couch. A piece of leather used to cover a mattress, a bench. Or Hachamor. The Or of Hachamor, a donkey. Or a donkey, I don't know what that means. Hachamor. Hachamor. Either the Kamatu or the Cholom. Or Hakaton. Katon, here it is. Or a what's a katan? What is a katan? A katan is some type of profession. Or yeah. No, that's or kitav. That's the or kitavulia.
What is it? Or kitavulia.
It's a piece of leather that's attached to a couch. Some type of a couch. You know, it looks like a psychologist. You ever go to a psychologist? You lie down on the couch. Lie down on the couch and you look up. That's what it looks like. Yeah, and you tell them all of your deepest secrets. It's like what I do for you every day.
Right. Why don't you want the couch?
What?
Why'd you bring the couch?
Oh, you want a couch? Yeah. Okay.
So
okay,
again,
let's go.
Elu oiros tamei.
Elu oiros tamei midras. Or shechisha lov l'shotiach. Let's look here at the Rav. Let's look at the Rav. The Rav here l'shotiach. L'shtoyach alav al gabi l'shach, to spread upon the ground. L'shiv alav this down upon. A piece of leather which you spread down upon the ground and you lie down upon. Okay, that's number one. Now we come to number two, is the Or Sikortia. Sikortia Or Shalov Shem Ho'av Donim. Tanners. Okay, tanner.
Oh,
a tanner. It's an apron.
Apron.
Bishas Malachton. Let's look at the picture over here right away. Or Sikortia Or Shalov Shem Ho'av Donim. Bishas Malachton. Hasikurtia mishamesh eskam l'sheves olecha b'naisiv l'malach. The question is, why is this mekabel? Why is this midras? I can understand why this should be called a kliya that's mekabel to masmes. But why is this garment called midras? There is no one. The worker, when the worker has a little time off, he takes a nap. He takes a nap and he not sits like ready.
He lies down as a mattress.
Hasikurtia mishamesh gam l'sheves olecha b'naisiv l'malach. The v'chol kliya mishamesh l'yeshiva malach. Okay, so that's what that's the skirtaya. Okay, next we come to the Or Ketoluvia. Ketoluvia Or Shematzin Galgabe Hamita. It is a piece of leather which you spread upon a bed. V'shechvim olav, you lie down upon. So here we have a bed, we have this piece of leather, you lie down upon this leather. Ketuvlia. Or Shematzin al gabi hamita tam emidus. It's a piece of leather you sit down upon a bed. Okay, next. Or hachamor. What is a chamor? Chamor is garsinon. V'loi garsin or hachamor. Chamor is a donkey. Kolema or shemesim hachamor al begodov. Kishemachamer achar behemosai. Chamor is a donkey driver. Chamor. Or hachamar, and the chamor is a person whose profession is to guide donkeys. Okay, to lead them. Everyone in this world needs leadership. Guide us. Am hadayim lachamor.
Right.
So sometimes people are like donkeys. So they need. It's like the robe. I guess it's the robe of a leader. Am hadayim lachamor. You lead your people, and you know, it's joking. It means a garment which a donkey driver wears. There is no picture. There is no picture. It's a little bit 798. Mashmos diri harav sheor hachamor niru kimay or hasurket or hasekurtia umekabel tumas midras miyototav. It's like a special. It's like an apron. It's there. You don't want to get dirty from the donkeys. Or hachamor. That's what it says. Okay, let's go vayito. Or hakaton. What is a katon? Well, is an zayin.
Katon. Yeah.
Look, haram. Haram kosav. When you load, okay, it means something that you wear. Let's assume that means the person, the donkey driver, you put on an apron. Or hakata, what's a katan? Or shenoisim lefneim umnei pishn. Ah, katan is ah kesoines. Okay, that's what it means. See the shavish of the word. Katan comes from the word kesoines. Kesoines pasim. Are you very tired?
Yes.
I can see in your eyes. You look very tired.
Very tired. I had drugs yesterday, so I didn't eat all day. So I'm very weak.
Okay. Or a katan, or shenoistim lifneim umnei pishtan, leather which you put before them umnei pishtan, kadech lo yivda kanaros, hanaros pishtan, hanaros shal pishtan bibigdeim. Leather which shenoistim lifneim umnei pishtan, kadech lo yivda kanaros pishtan bibigdeim. It's an apron that a katan, that a person that is works with flax wears, so that his clothing should not get dirty. Okay, an apron that people who work with flax wear to prevent their garments from becoming dirty. Good, vaita. Or hakatov. What's a katov? Katov is shavisim hakatov bekasefo shlo yazdik lehamasoy shal kasefo. A porter, a person who carries heavy loads, puts upon his shoulder a special padding, shoulder padding. Hello.
Listen.
Shoulder padding.
Good.
Okay.
Shemasim
takatov big safe on the shoulder. Shelo yazik loy hamasui sha'al kesefo or harofe ha havuos. A doctor of wounds, nice in the fund of or shelo yitinufu begoda bedama hapitsoim. He wears an apron that he should not get dirty from the blood. A doctor's coat. The nice white doctor coats. Okay, vaita. Orcho arisa, shemasimim al arisa shel katan, or leather where they put on a chair for kindlach. Kindlach. You put some type of piece of leather upon the chair. Vaita. Or halev shel katan, regilum hoyu lachar, or al mosne ha katan, mikneged liboy, shlo yekenu ha chasol al liboy viamos. They would put some type of bulletproof jacket upon children that the weasel should not kill the children. Weasels somehow have an affinity for the heart of a kindlach. So when the children are lying in their crib, you hear they have sting what's going on over here?
Weasel
children going, they're lying in their crib and a weasel can jump up into the crib and they rip open the baby and take out their heart. So to prevent them from doing, they wear bulletproof jackets, bulletproof diapers. Okay? It's a new industry online. Bulletproof diapers. You can make a killing. That's what it says over here. It's no joke. Or halev shel katan regilim hayu lachar to gird. Or almosne leather. Almosne the loins hakatan. Kneged libo shelo yakenu hachasol. The cat. The cat should not come attack the baby. Al libo yviyamos. Or hakar. Or hakeses. The leather of a pillow and a kilo. Shalmit shalmita. Or hasaroik, leather of what saroik? Or hasaroik, or shechaygim umne hamisrakoy shel mosneim, or umne the merchants, the people of commerce, al mosneihen. Now, what is or hasaroik? Saroik means commerce. People who comb, or hasaroik, or shechaygim umne hamisrakoy al mosneim, leather, which. People who comb, what are they combing? I think they're combing wool, I guess. Okay, or hasoreik, or hasoroik, and or hasoreik, what's the difference? Or hasoreik, umnim hasorikim pishim. So what's soroik? Or shechoygim umne hamis rokois. What's the difference? I don't know. I guess the name then means mis, maybe it's wool. Almost neyem, or shechoygim pishim, people who go and they comb flax. And the Chum in all of these cases tamei meis. One more picture. Let's see over this picture. Well, here we have Orkutula, Kitavulya, or Shematzim al Gabi Hamita tamei midros. Okay, we did the Or HaChamor, Mashmos, we did it already. This picture, Or HaKaton. Katan is flax, so or a roife maginim al big the hakoyin the roife shlo hakatan the roife shlo yislach lechu kam elu mshamshim liyeshiva gem lachta v'luchem itam midras. Why would you want to sit on it? If you're a doctor, it's full of blood. It's full of blood. So why would you want to sit on it? You want to take a nap, right? In between patients. You want to take a little nap. Why would you want to lie down on it? Take it and lie down upon it. You're going to get dirty from the blood.
In the health department, down.
What? Well, why? Let's say use it to go into to comb flax. Why would you want to lie down? If you lie down, you can get all itchy from the flax.
You're working in a garbage dump. You don't realize it's a garbage dump.
No, so saying it's not what he said. This bed, just you turn it up inside out. The only place it has dirt is on the outside.
Yeah.
But when you turn inside, you turn inside out. So then that part is clean because that part goes against your body. The inside, there's only body odor. You don't have to worry about. You don't have to worry about the dirt.
The blood. The blood.
You don't have to worry about that. You can only worry about your own. But you don't have to worry about other people's germs. All right, so that's the whole Mishnah. It's Gemal the Mishnah. Let's Chaz the Mishnah.
Great thing. It gives you a perspective of how things were in those days.
What in those days? These days, Ein Chodesh Tachas Hashemesh. It's all the same. It's all the same.
We don't have drivers. We don't have doctors.
We have taxi agents. Drivers. We have surgeons. We have surgeons. As all mazach. So that's what I'm talking about. Surgeon.
They don't wear a gown.
Surgeons?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? They wear a whole get-up. A surgeon.
They don't wear a gown.
They sure do.
No, they don't.
They wear. You never
Which
saw.
Which hospital you've been to?
I'm not going to answer that question. but what are you talking about? They wear, of course they wear.
The ones that I've been to, they wear these green things.
Right, that's the gown.
But that's not a gown. It's not an apron. They can't sleep on it.
All right, let's go by it. Eilu tzchaz de mishna. Eilu oiros, the following are the oiros shetmein midras. The following are oiros shetmein midras. Number one is or shachit shvelobish l'shotiach. A piece of leather which you had kavana l'shotiach. To spread, to lie down upon. That's number one. Or sekartia. Or sekartia is an apron. Or kitavulia. Or kitavulia is a piece of leather. And with this sekartia was used for what? Tanner. The sekartia is for a tanner. A tanner. A leather worker. He wears this thing. Next comes or kitavulia. That is a piece of leather they spread upon a couch. A shrink. Okay, the shrink couch. Or hachamar, or nusach acher hachamar. A donkey driver.
Correct.
A donkey driver.
Mm-hmm.
Or hakatan. Katan comes from the word of kisoynes.
Right.
Kisnan. An apron that is worn by people who deal in flax. Or hakatof.
Why is it only by flax is it called like a kiton?
A katan. I don't know why. Katan means kisoynes. Kufs tof. The male means an apron for a katan or ha katof. Katof is what? Is a porter. Shoulder pants. Or harafe, a doctor. A doctor wears an apron. Or ho arisa. Or harisa means it is a special chair that you put on like a what are those things called? Kindlach. What are they called? When they sit at the table.
Oh, it's like
a high chair. They wrap the leather in the high chair.
A booster seat?
That's a car. Isn't that a car? A booster seat?
Yeah. But
okay.
You can use it also for...
High chair?
Yeah.
So they have special lining for the chair portion. When you wrap it up in leather. That's called
for
the kid. Or harisa. Or halev shel katan. A special... shield for the heart of a child in order that the cat should not in the middle of the night.
The cats were wild then. They had wild cats. They had rabies.
They had wild cats. They had wild. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Fine. Or halev shel katan. Or hakar. Or hakeses.
What's a car?
Car is a pillow. Keses. Remember we had this before. Blanket. A pillow and a blanket.
Yeah.
All of these things are midras. Everything until now, there is no chiluk edus. However,
wait, time out. Why would I sit on a baby thing?
Not you, the child. The child sits on it.
So you mean the child also gets midras?
Yeah,
and stuff like that?
Of course. If it's in the rear current child, why not? The child does a zav.
So
yeah, in the Gemara. Yeah, in the Gemara, Daf Yomi.
realize it.
You don't learn Daf Yomi?
Sure I did.
That the Shaykh Tumas Midrash by Yekotah, fine. Or Hakar or Keses, Midras, all of these things are Tumas Midras. Or Hasaruk, now we go to Nukai, it's the person who combs wool. I believe Sark means wool. A comber of wool. They also wear special body armor.
An apron?
Body armor.
An apron?
Apron.
Of leather?
Of leather. No, it doesn't say leather. It doesn't say leather.
We're talking about leather. Look at this. All this is leather.
Who says everything is leather?
Leather.
Okay, this is not necessarily leather. I don't know. It doesn't say necessarily it's leather. Oh, no, you're right. It says or. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right. It says or. Or means leather. I'm sorry. It's obvious. It's obvious. Okay. Or hasoroik, the leather of the comb, the comb of wool. Or hasoroik, it's the one who combs flax.
Wool and flax.
Wool and flax. Shadnes.
How do you know the soroik is the one of wool? And how do you know that's... How do you know?
Well, if sorek means flax, then by process of elimination, sorek means missing
that's
wool.
That's very poor.
Are you insulting my intelligence?
No. I'm saying you've got to have a better reason why you know that. Because the Rav tells you, or this guy tells you.
Or has sorek.
Okay, you don't know.
I'm making the assumption that it refers to a comb, someone who combs wool. Someone's got to do it. It's not going to happen by itself.
I'm just saying, it's the same exact lettering. Except it's got different...
Soroik.
One's got a kumbits, one's got a...
Cholim. No, one has the cholim before, one has the cholim afterwards.
I'm saying, but it's basically the same word.
People who dream later have wool. People who dream earlier have flax. You see, the cholim, the vav, goes before the resh or goes after the samach. Are you a dreamer on a samach or are you a dreamer on a resh? You see,
I'm a dreamer.
The resh represents... Okay, let's go by it. Or hasoroik, or hasoroik. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Midras. Rabbi Eliezer, these two types of garments is Midras. V'chacham, Chacham say, no, it's not Midras, it's only Tmei Meis. If you hold it's Midras, it's certainly going to be Tmei Meis. Chacham say, no, it's only Tmei Meis, it's not going to be Tmei Midras. Let's
chat English again. I guess it's not big enough, right? It didn't show us the picture. I guess it's not big enough to sit or to lie on.
I guess not. Okay, let's chazim shenach one more time. Very good. Elu arayis tamei midras or shechish olav lo shechad or which you had kavanah to lie down upon. Number two, or sekartia the apron of a tanner or ketavulya the leather of the couch or hachamar the leather of the donkey driver or hakatan the leather the apron of the flax man. The person who deals with flax.
This is flax and this is...
Yeah, that's also flax. There's a combing, there's a person who goes and cuts the flax from the ground, and then there's the person who combs the flax.
Okay.
Or hakatof, the shoulder pads of a porter. Or harofe, the leather, the apron of
shoulder
a doctor.
Shoulder pads?
Yeah, I read this already a few times.
Shoulder pad is big enough to sit on?
Yeah.
We didn't have a picture of it.
No picture of it. Look what it says. Or hakatof, shemesim hakatof, bikosvay. A porter, he puts this on his shoulders. Shelo yazik le hamasoy shal kesefo. On his shoulders, he should not be injured by carrying these loads. Or a katan, or a katan, or a katan, or a kataf, or harife, the height of a leather. Or
kataf is a what?
A porter.
Yeah.
A kataf is a porter.
Both of them?
No, kataf means a flax.
Okay, go ahead.
And or a kataf means a porter.
Very good.
Kesoines, on the shoulders.
Kesefov,
kesefov, kesef. Kesef means the shoulder. Or harife, the apron of a doctor. Or harisa, the leather which is put on the chair of a child, of a high chair, or of a booster seat. Or halef, the leather that goes upon the heart of shulkatan. Or hakar, the leather that is grabbed on the car. Or hakeses, midras. All of these things, all of the things we mentioned above, are tamei tumas. Midras. However, or hasoroik, the leather that goes, that's used to comb wool, or hasoroik, the apron that's worn by the person who combs flax, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Midras, v'chachamim Omerim, it's not Midras, it's only going to be Tmei Meis. Okay, is it clear? Is the Mishnah clear? Okay, Mishnah Vav. Av ksus v'sachrich, what is that? Let's see what it says over here. Avksus, kegoin levadim she'asa mehen. Levadim means linen. Levadin she'asa mehen ksus, clothing. Zehu avksus. L'chein av argamon. Leved. What is leved? It's sabu argamon. Leved is tongues of wool that are dyed purple. Purple. Kain perushu rabosai. Vani shamati of ksus or shemechasim boy habgadim. It's a garment bag. Av argamon or shemechasim boy argamon. A garment bag for purple. Okay, so these are pieces of leather which are used to cover, either it means tongues of wool used to make clothing, or it means...
It's not wool. I thought we're talking about leather. Or.
Af, no, now we're not talking about leather anymore. Now we're talking about af, ayin beis.
What's ayin beis?
Ayin beis means something that's thick, like a cloud. Okay, the picture.
Let's see what it says.
This is a simon for leather. A simon for leather. Okay, so let's see what it says. Let's see. Okay, av. Av means a tick. Okay, it means a container. Shel or of leather. Also, lihatznia by begadim or argamon. It's used a tick of leather. It's used to go into store clothing or argamon. Argamon means purple wool.
Purple.
Tachrich, kesus or, what's a tachrich? Tachrich is this additional fold. Kesus or, shekorchen boi begodim, you wrap, oy argamon. So an av is a tick. Notice it's closed over here, l'chayra, and it's open over here, and you put clothing inside. It's a garment bag. Okay, according to the second parish of the Rav, av means a garment bag.
It's a garment bag.
A garment bag. This, it's not a garment bag, this is a wrapper. It's a wrapper. You put in tachrich, ksus or shekarchin, but you wrap. It's a piece of leather, and in this piece of leather, you wrap up clothing or a garment. Okay? Let's see the caption. Av tachrich, these two things, these two terms, av tachrich, heim klei kibble, they're klei kibble, gamma tachrich, lefi shekarchin, but you nechshav, lekli, sing, merging, you saw, anything you wrap. Any piece of material that you use to wrap up something else is considered also to be called a clay kibble. It's also considered to be a receptacle. Amnon, heim gam ruyim leishav libo, they're also fit to sit down upon. In addition, for them being receptacle, they're also fit to sit down. Uchshehem yuchadim lebogadim, with them yuchadim lebogadim, av ksus, utach ksus, hoil v'gam yoshim aleim, since you sit upon them, heim tmeim, they are going to be tmeim midras. Okay, one more time. Since you also sit down upon them, since you also sit down upon these things, they're tmei midras. Wool that's combed, that is dyed purple. Nechluku b'sham b'silol b'sham itmei midras b'silol makpidim shelo l'shev zolayim ve'ena mitam midras avol mekam tumas meitzu chol kli or ha'asim l'kabel tamadav she'ein yeshim aliyim kasoter shol shlofi shemakpidim ma'od al nikiyusam. The reason why the second opinion of the Mishnah holds that it's not mekabel tumas midras is because you would not dare sit down upon it, since you are storing in these things argamon. Argamon is extremely expensive. It's the clothing of royalty.
Okay.
Like a lion. Aryeh is the king of
Correct.
Of the animals.
King of
and you very and therefore the lion wears purple. And the purple, you're very mocked that when the purple is in storage, it should not get dirty. And the way you show that you don't want it to get dirty is you would not dare sit down upon the tick that is used to store the argamon. That's what it's over here. Haitziyurim Khan. The images, the illustrations, the diagrams that have been presented over here, Heim Lufi Ha-Perish Hashem Shibarav, according to the second interpretation of the Rav. V'losh Rav of, what is an of? Or, leather, Shem, or, like you said, it's leather texture, Shem Chasimba, which he used to shelter. It's a garment bag. Okay?
Okay.
Omnam b'Rambam v'roshahim b'kor perush zem b'vurush av hu kli kibul mamish. V'nirush gam harav halazem eschavim. Shem hoyicha av mechsef. It's only a cover. Kish ein asul midros. When it's not meant for tzvein d'an ulama yitamei barbi tamei meis. V'harei behem shechamishnam v'vurush kol asul l'chipu. Yem that is asul l'chipu. That is made l'chipu yistar. That is made for covering yistar. So therefore, it has to be mamish be'ek perush arushin shel rav shu perush harosh loitziur ki hu mevur mitzaratzmo. I did not illustrate the first perush of rav because it's self-evident. There's no need to illustrate it. How do you like that? He never said that before. We've been learning over 83 volumes. He never said this before. I didn't bother illustrating the first picture was because it's self-evident. So posh, dvarm shutim. Okay. So it's chaz to perush over here on the rav. Okay. Before we go by, this is a little complicated over here. Av ksus. Kigan, for example, levadim. Levadim means, what's a levadim? I don't know, I think levadim means a sheet. Levad. I think levadim means a sheet. Hello?
Listen.
You look very tired.
I'm tired, I told you I'm tired.
Kigan, levadim. What is levad? Levadim means it's a sheet. It's an independent piece of material that is used to serve as a cover. Hello? Levadim, sha'asam. Mehem, ksus. The zeh, that's called av ksus. That's called the av ksus, the cover of clothing. The chain av argaman. What
is
that?
You said it was a clothing bag. Did you
right. Well, that's the second parish. The first parish means it's a sheet. That's what it's a sheet. It's covered.
It's like a blanket cover.
A blanket cover. You cover clothing. It's meant to cover clothing. The chain av argaman leved. Savua argaman. Also, here it means levet. Levet avagar means it is a purple sheet. It's used not to cover argaman. It's used to cover clothing, but it has a distinct color. The color, the chen avagaman levet, a levet, a piece of a sheet. Savua argaman that is used to cover clothing. Kach perush rabbi say, ani shamati. I have a different interpretation. Av ksus means or shemechasim by habagadim, which means the way he explained it means a tick. It means a garment bag. Av argaman, or it's a garment bag that's miyuchet to store purple clothing. Or shemechasim bo argaman. So these things, according to av argaman is midras. Av ksus. An avksus, the tachrich, and what's a tachrich? Tachrich means it's not a bag, but rather it means it's a very long sheet which the way you cover is you roll up. Okay, you can cover something either by spreading a sheet upon it, or by putting it in a bag, or by putting it down upon something and you roll it up. So that's called the tachrich. Tachsus midras, avar gaman, v'tachar gaman, it's machlaikis. Be'sham my oimen midras, you lie down upon it occasionally, v'sulimim, it's meimes because you mach, you don't want to lie down because you don't want it to get dirty. Okay, let's see over here, what is over here? Tachrich ksus, or shakarichum, tachrich is something which you wrap up. You wrap up clothing, tachar gaman, or shakarichum, it's a piece of leather which you wrap up our gaman. That was everyone. So it's machlaikis, be'sham my oimen silal. Good? Next. Now we come to the next part of the Mishnah. Or sha'asa o chipui l'kli, a piece of leather that you make as a cover utensil. Tar. It is tar. What is over here? Al kli chipui michse. Targumai michse chufa. Chufa means chipui. Okay, tar. Why is it tar? Yachitanya, this what we learned. Yachol shani mar bechipu kelim lutoma. I would think ashmi mar bechipu kelim lutoma. Tamalay mar asher ye osem loch bohem. Asher ye osem loch bohem. Prat lechipu ye kelim to exclude. Asher ye osem loch bohem. Prat lechipu ye kelim to exclude the covering of kelim. Okay, it's Xeris HaKosiv. Only Yosem Melocha Bohem to exclude things that are used to cover Kalim when I'm in Mekamal Tama. Good? But let's say you make a piece of leather, Mishkolis Tamei. You make a piece of leather to cover Mishkolis. Le Mishkolis. The question, why over here should we, why should we come to? Don't we have a principle? We learned before that it's tar. Anything that's a cover. So why is the chip from shkolos tar shani? It's made le kabbalah. Yeah, mishkolos atzma ain't a kli, and the mishkolos, the weight itself is not a kli. It's made le kabbalah. Yeah, mishkolos atzma ain't a kli. Halach gatana kama. Okay, so over here we're dealing over here is, here it is. R sha'asu, two more pictures. Look at the two more pictures. R sha'asai l'chipui kli, yeah? Piece of leather that's made to cover a kli. Here is the kli. Okay? You have one of these
sheath,
at home?
A sheath.
Have one of these at home?
Yeah, we have. I have a cushion at home.
Okay.
Sometimes she uses this. So what? Who's listening? Who's listening? Go ahead.
This is a very dangerous utensil, and you need to cover it.
What are those things called?
Spare.
Not a spare tire, right?
Spare. The cover of a roimach. Hachipui loy nase kikli kibul leroimach. The chipui is not made kikli kibul leroimach. Ela kikli chipui lahalalahav. It's used to cover the blade. Like that word lahav. Lahav is the blade. Haroimach.
Somebody who's lahav. Mayor Lahav in Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, what a name. It's a blade. Ooh. Ella kikli chipui.
Look at that, it's like a sharp guy.
Sharp person. Ella kikli chipui lahav. Haroimach. Lahogin al halav to protect. Lahogin to protect. Allah to protect the blade. So this is called chipui. This is called chipui. So the rule is anything that's used to cover is not mekabel tuma. A chipui, anything that's made to cover something is not a kli to be mekabel tuma. Okay, next. Chipui yesh loy beis kibul, avul hu loy nase lekabel. Even though this is a base kibul, it has a nice little close on top, and it fits very nicely upon the blade. So chipui yesh loy beis kibul, avul hu loy nase lekabel, el l'shamish kechipui lohav. It's only used as a cover for the blade. The kevon shekain ain a nechshav lekli, it's not called kibul, el labat lekli chipui. It's not called kibul, it's called chipui. Or kli chipui ain a mekabel tumul l'samcham. And the bow back in the previous Mishnayos. Okay, now what about the R Shasa Lakibu Lhibui Lumishkolis Tame? However, a weight. Okay, they see the 1 pound, 2 pounds, 10 pounds, a weight. It's a weight. And you put the weight in a special piece of leather. So you would, if not for this Mishnah, you would assume that since this piece of leather is a chib, it's only there to protect it, it should not be makabel tuma. Anything that's made to cover something, the general rule is a gzeres hakosav is not makabel tuma. So you would assume that since over here, the reason why we have all this piece of leather is only to guard, to protect, to cover this expensive weight, it should not be makabel tuma. Kamash b'lo, no. In this case, it's different, because this case, first of all, this is not called a kli. It's not a kli, it's not a utensil. And this is not necessarily called a cover, it's a bag, it's a tick, it's a receptacle. The nail is going to be makabel tuma. Let's see. Mishkoiles asara asuya mimatechas. A mishkoiles means a weight that's made from metal. Kosav harav. Sha mishkoiles ain't a kli. The mishkoiles is not called a kli. The ain't a makabel tuma. It's not a makabel tuma. V'chein kosav harama. Meperush lo mishnayav hakoshav hikshalim ha-mishnach roina. Meperik yidbeis. Meshneches. Shesham mavur. Sha mishkoiles makabel tuma. The mishkoiles makabel tuma. Here it says machlekes. If it's makabel tuma, it's not makabel tuma. Ha'ar otov e'oiteif es ha-mishkoiles. The or the leather, it covers the mishkoiles. Kedei shalo tiyen nishoifes vitis ma'et. The reason why you have to cover it is to protect it from losing its material. It should not decay. It should not be missing part of the metal, which would then make it the weight less than it really is. Ha'ar Meshamish kli kibul l'mishkoles metalim oisa v'emsoyes argu metal through the leather. Ha'aruhu kli kibul v'kabul tama. The aruhu kli kibul v'kabul tama. Rab l'chora ha'aruhu kli kibul ha'asul malis reitzi. Okay, fine. That's the basic yisoid. Okay, let's go chazm and see what the Rav says. The Rav here says. What is the av? You have two perushim in the hiluk araf. Number one is this is a garment.
Right.
It is a piece of leather
it's to cover.
Nothing
like
more
a cover.
Like it's a cover. Cover of clothing. Or the tachr. Tachr is, it's not just a cover. The way you cover it is by wrapping it.
But you say with the other av ksus.
One thing at a time. Or, the second perush is av is a bag. It's a tick. It's a tick, a garment bag. The tachr. Or for clothing, the tachr ksus, or it's a very big shmat, and you put it in, you roll it up. Then we have the next to cover clothing.
Also to cover clothing?
Yeah, you put clothing inside and you wrap it up. You roll it up. Okay? Midras. These things are taught me to mass midras because sometimes you lie down upon these things. Av argomon to perushim. It's either it itself is made from argomon. That's what the Rav said. The cover itself is purple, and you use the cover to cover over clothing. Or the second perush is a garment bag, but it's a garment bag that's miyuchid for argomon. If you have very expensive clothing, you don't just put in a regular garment bag. You put in a special garment bag, a special garment bag that's made for argomon. Or it means a cover. The first perush. The tachrich argomon means a tachrich means like that long big shmata. You put it inside, you roll it up. So what is the law in these two cases? So it says here in the Mishnah, when it comes to the argomon, it's machlokes, because according to basically, you do not want it to get dirty. You do not want it to get dirty as well, and we go to my mace. Next, or shasoy chibul lekli tar, or that was made as a chibul lekli, lead that was made to cover a utensil, this tar is going to be to cover over the blade, or shasoy chibul lekli is tar. If this thing is made to cover a utensil, to cover a blade, or shasoy chibul lekli is tar. If it's made to, because anything that's called a chibul, the gzeres hakasher is tar, but if it's made to go and store, hold inside of it a weight, tamei. Okay, it's going to be tamei. Good? Rabbi Yossi, mitar, he says no, when it comes to the weight, it's going to be tar. Why? Mishum, in the name of, mitar mishum, in the name of his father, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, I'm Gamliel. L'chor Rabbi Yossi, in the name of his father, saying that it's going to be tar. Alright, good? Kerat Mishnah Zayin. Kol makom she'ein chesroin melacha machshav mitamasim. Kol makom she'ish chesroin melacha ein machshav mitamasim. Ela ha utzba. What's utzba? Utzba is a saddle which goes upon the donkey. Ki tzuyahu chitu chaketzos la asoyis es hasof ha-shava. Ki tzuyahu chitu chaketzos la asoyis es hasof ha-shava, to make the edge equal. Regilim luktsoya esa utzba lasosecha shavas. I know, on daven. Okay, maybe we'll stop over here. Okay.
It's 2 minutes early. What are you talking about?
No, I have to start daven earlier. It's not kedaya. Okay.